I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast.
Welcome to another Soul School, my friends. This is lesson 24, Creating Rebirth in Your Damaged Relationships. I was speaking to a woman, I'm going to call her Tanya. She had gone through a lot of hurt, and as a young girl and an only child, she had to fend for herself, and her single mom would go to work or maybe out with boyfriends, and she was left alone for long periods of time, even before she was a teenager. She really felt neglected by her mom and overlooked, in general, not cared for, at least how she had hoped to be. And it was as if her mom never really had her back, and she was always second place to whatever her mom wanted to do. And this seemed to kind of follow her through life, and she made some bad choices in life too, oftentimes choosing second place in relationships. And in a way, it almost seemed to be as though she was unconsciously choosing these relationships in order to fix something that had gone wrong originally with her mom. And the cycle continued, and over in her interactions with her mom too, the pattern would just repeat into adulthood when she was out of the house. And now she didn't know, when she spoke to me, if she should even bother continuing with the relationship with her mom, because the wounds had piled high and she was hurt and it was painful to be around her. And all she wanted was to be heard, to be understood, to have her hurts acknowledged. And she wanted to hear, "You are so right. This must be so painful for you. I know it must have been so hard. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm so very sorry. How can we make this right? And come here, I love you." And finally she got the guts to go tell her mom just how she felt, and she poured her heart out, and she told her how hard it had been to be all alone and afraid, and how she was alone so often, and how it hurt her, how she felt abandoned, not understood. And she waited to hear what she had been longing and waiting and hoping for so long. And then there was this long pause, and through these enraged tears, her mother, thinking she was being personally attacked, launched a counterattack because she felt very accused of being a selfish and neglectful parent and an evil sort of human being. And so she bounced all those charges back to Tanya. And she said that she didn't see any of Tanya's pain. She only saw her own. So she wound up accusing Tanya of being selfish and neglectful of her feelings and a mean and ungrateful daughter to all that she had gone through as a single mom, just trying as hard as she could to make it all work out. And she pushed her daughter further away, and the chasm grew greater still. So what do people need to hear the most? It's really very, very simple. Give people what they want to hear. It's what you want to hear. Give it to them even if you don't get it in return. Because everybody needs to hear basically the same sorts of things. And when you give it to them, you find rebirth and they find rebirth and your relationship finds rebirth. But for some reason, we protect ourselves. And in protecting ourselves, we hurt ourselves. And in protecting ourselves, we hurt others and we hurt our relationships. But here's what they want. They want to be heard. They want to be understood. They want to have hurts acknowledged. And they want to hear, "You are so right. That must have been so painful for you. I know it must have been so hard. I didn't mean to hurt you. I am so very sorry. How can we make this right? Come here. I love you." And when you offer this, you offer rebirth, not just to them, but to yourself and to your relationship. And even though you might not feel that you're to blame and why the situation is how it is, the pain from their end is real, and it must be met with the same kind of grace that starts from scratch, from this point where you say, "It hurts and it must be hard for you. I know I did things that hurt you, and I'm so very sorry. And I hope one day you can open your heart and forgive me. I can understand that you won't maybe even want to. But I want to make this thing right. If we keep trying, I think we can do it. And saying that sort of thing to a person who needs to hear it can make the biggest shift in your life that you never thought was even possible. And someone in your life right now probably needs to hear that, and you might not even realize it. You might think that offenses haven't piled up, but a lot of people don't even bother mentioning it because they don't think it's worth their time to do it, because you aren't going to hear them. You're going to hear your own pain, and you're going to bounce it back to them. So ask around. You should probably just say, I probably hurt you, and I'm so sorry, and I want to make things right. When there's a time when no one's shouting, offer them this opportunity for rebirth, because it is your opportunity for rebirth, and offer it with no strings attached. You can come back next Wednesday for another Soul School, and I hope you'll visit Spark My Muse for part two of this lesson that gets into some really concrete details of how you can go about repairing damaged relationships in your life. I wish you blessings and peace, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
Show notes for this episode can be found at sparkmymuse.com. There you'll find details for websites and people and books mentioned in this episode, and sometimes you'll find photos and videos too. Please stop by and check it out.